response to the letter was gratifyingly prompt. 24 hours later, Stone received a call from one of the president's advisors, and the following day, he flew to Washington to confer with the president and members of the National Security Council. 2 weeks after that, he flew to Houston to discuss further plans with NASA officials. The Defense Department responded with an outright appropriation of $22 million for the construction of a special, isolated laboratory. Once money was funded, construction proceeded rapidly. The eventual result, the Wildfire Laboratory, was built in 1966 in Flat Rock, Nevada. Design was awarded to the Naval Architects of the Electric Boat Division of General Dynamics. Since GD had considerable experience designing living quarters on atomic submarines, where men had to live and work for prolonged periods. The plan consisted of a conical underground structure with 5 floors. Each floor was circular, with a central surface of wiring, plumbing, and elevators. Each floor was more sterile than the one above. The first floor was non-sterile, the second moderately sterile, the third stringently sterile, and so on. Passage from one floor to another was not free. Personnel had to undergo decontamination and quarantine procedures in passing either up or down. Once the laboratory was finished, it only remained to select the Wildfire Alert Team, the group of scientists who would study any new organism. After a number of studies of team composition, 4 men were selected, including Jeremy Stone himself. These were prepared to mobilize immediately in the event of a biologic emergency. Stone could not have known the reasons behind Washington's eagerness, for Stone knew nothing until the night he had left the party and drove off in the military sedan of Project Scoop. Once he was on the plane, a Boeing 727 that was completely empty, he settled down to read the file. Scoop was the brainchild of Major General Thomas Sparks, head of the Army Medical Corps, Chemical and Biological Warfare Division. Stone learned that Project Scoop was contracted to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory of the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena in 1963. In theory, JPL was designing a satellite to enter the fringes of space and collect organisms and dust for study. This was considered a project of pure science, almost curiosity, and was thus accepted by all the scientists working on the study. In fact, the true aims were quite different. The true aims of Scoop were to find new life forms, new biological weapons of war. Few Americans, Stone knew, were aware of the magnitude of U.S. research into chemical and biological warfare, or CBW. The total government expenditure in CBW exceeded $500 million a year. With so much money and effort going into CBW, one might think that new and more virulent weapons would be continuously perfected. However, this was not the case from 1961 to 1965. The conclusion of the Senate Preparedness Subcommittee in 1961 was that conventional research has been less than satisfactory, and that new avenues and approaches of inquiry should be opened within the field. That was precisely what Major General Thomas Sparks intended to do with Project Scoop. In final form, Scoop was a program to orbit 17 satellites around the Earth, collecting organisms and bringing them back to the surface. Up until the time Stone sat reading the project file, 6 Scoop satellites had gone up and none had brought back anything of interest. Scoop 7 was launched soon after Scoop 6. The exact date is classified, but it is believed to be February 5, 1967. Scoop 7 immediately went into stable orbit with an apogee of 317 miles and a perigee of 224 miles. It remained in orbit for 2.5 days. At that time, the satellite abruptly left stable orbit for unknown reasons, and it was decided to bring it down by radio command. The anticipated landing site was a desolate area in northeastern Arizona.